You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is Pastor Richard Pope with my wife, Pastor Lucy Pope, from the Word of Truth International Ministries Incorporated. We're so grateful that you decided to join us today, and we know the Lord has a blessing just for you. Good morning. It is just a blessing to be alive on this morning. We just thank God for another day that He has made. We will rejoice. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Are you just glad to be alive on this morning? We're so grateful that God has allowed our golden moments to roll on a little while longer. If you're under the sound of my voice this morning, that means that God still has a plan for your life. That there's an assignment, there's a purpose for your life. You're still here. You know, no matter what you've been through this week, this morning, you know, this year, if you still have the blood running warm in your veins, and you still have the use and activity of your limbs, even if you don't, but your heart is still beating and pumping blood, God has a plan for your life. It may be for a witness. It may be for a testimony. It may be for you to minister to someone. It may be just for you to just tutor someone. It may be just for you to give the word of God to someone. Tell them about the good news. It may be for you to intercede on somebody's behalf, to pray for them. That there's someone that you need to let know that Jesus is the only reason that you're still here, because of His grace and His mercy. And we have to look at it like that, because it's no good that we've done. It's His unmerited favor, His grace. We couldn't earn it. We didn't deserve it, but thanks be to God that we're still here. And that we're still here, that means there's still time to receive Him as your Lord and Savior. Because if you close your eyes without Jesus, in hell you'll lift up your eyes, and that's the sad reality, but it's the truth, and it's happening every day. There's a choice, heaven or hell, huh? Who are you going to serve this day? Who are you going to serve? Who are you serving? And if you're serving that other fella, the devil, if you're serving him, you don't have to keep serving him. You can serve Jesus. You can receive Him today as your Lord and Savior. And you can be saved and set free from all the oppression and the suppression, and all the demonic activity. You can be delivered and set free. Saved, knowing for sure where you'll spend eternity. And that's a good thing to know where we're going to spend eternity. And they have all this new age stuff. I'm here to tell you that there's only one way. There's only one way to the Father, to heaven. There's only one way to be saved, and that's through Jesus Christ. He is the way, He is the truth, and He is the life. That's the only way. So don't let nobody deceive you and tell you something different. Because eternity is a long time to be wrong. If you get it wrong, eternity is at stake. When we're here on this earth, this is temporary. This is temporary. But when you close your eyes, that's when it all begins. Now, either you're going to spend eternity in heaven or in hell. You choose. I mean, it seemed like a no-brainer to me, because we catch enough hell right here on this earth just trying to survive and live. We catch enough hell right here. Why would I want to die and go to hell? It makes no good sense. So you won't be able to say that you didn't hear the gospel. You didn't hear, and you didn't hear the plea for you to receive Him. And I just felt led to do that this morning, because we see it all around us. People are dying out of Christ. So you'll be separated. You'll be separated for all eternity. And that's a long time. Suffering, wailing and gnashing of teeth. I mean, it's torment for eternity. And I believe that we all can have a testimony that the, some of the stuff we've been through right here on this earth in the few years, because the little time we've been here, you know, even if it's 100 years, it's still only a vape, like a vapor, huh? It's still like just a breath, huh? Because 1,000 years with the Lord is like, it's like a day, and a day is like 1,000 years. So, I mean, time is moving so fast. Just look, we halfway through this year already. It's fixing to be June next week. We halfway through the year already. Look how fast time is going. But this is all just temporary. It's temporary. This is not eternity. So we need to be building, huh? Building our things, building our everything on those things that are above. Eternal things, not temporary. This is temporary. So these worldly things, all is going to pass. We need them while we're here. But some of this stuff we don't need, and sin, and all this stuff, we need to ask the Lord to forgive us and repent and turn to Jesus and live for Him and tell folk about Him, huh? We need to be disciples of Jesus Christ. We need to disciple other folk, because how they gonna hear without a preacher, and how a preacher gonna preach unless he be sent? And so when you're sent, you have the Holy Spirit. And if you're a born-again believer, if you're living for Christ, you have the Holy Spirit in you if you're living right. But the Holy Spirit ain't going to dwell in no unclean vessel. And these are supposed to be temples of the Holy Spirit. And if you're not living for Christ, then the Holy Spirit ain't dwelling there. So this morning, we're going before the throne of grace. Most gracious and eternal Father, we just thank you, Lord God, for this day, a day that you have made. Father, we just bless you right now for the air, your air that's in our lungs, that we're able to breathe in and out, Lord God. Father, we just thank you right now that the blood is still running warm in our veins. We have the use and the activity of our limbs. And if we don't, our heart is still beating. Lord, so that means that you still have a plan for our lives. And we're just so grateful for another day, Lord, just to tell somebody about you. Just to be a witness, to give them our testimony, what God has saved us from, what he's brought us through. We know that this world is upside down, inside out. It's all messed up right now. But God, you're still on the throne. And we thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you this morning that you're still in control no matter what's going on. Lord, our hearts go out to those folk in Texas, Lord God, who've lost their babies, Lord Jesus. Father, we ask that you just cover them right now. Cover them, Lord, now like a blanket. Cover them with your love, with your grace, Lord God, with your mercy. Oh, Lord, give them your peace, Jesus, in these times, knowing that these little ones are with you, Lord God. They're so innocent. They ain't had a chance to do nothing. Lord God, we just thank you that you received them in. Lord God, we thank you for wrapping your arms, your loving arms around that family. Father God, we just bless you right now. Father God, wrap your arms around the young man who did this atrocity, Lord God. Wrap your arms around his family, Lord God. I know they're just as confused as everybody else, Lord. Help them, Lord God, because we know that they're going to go through something just because they were related to him. Lord God, give them peace. Cover them, Lord God. Like, help them to understand that you're still in control, Lord God. Even though the enemy is running rampant like a roaring lion, Lord God, you're still in control. Father, we just thank you right now. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your grace, Lord God. We thank you for your mercy, Lord God. But most of all, we thank you for the blood that was shed on Calvary's cross for our sins, Lord God. Forgive us for our sins, Lord, right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we repent. We come repenting, Lord, for things we've did, deed, thought, action, words, lies, disobedience, Lord, knowingly, unknowingly, omission, commission, submission, even contemplation, the things we thought about doing, Lord God. Forgive us, Lord. Wash us. Purge us with hyssop. Wash us in the precious blood. Wash us in the watering of your word, Lord God, on this morning. Oh, Father, we just thank you for your word. Let your word go forth over these airways and shut down the devil's camp. Confuse the enemy's camp, Lord God. Confuse, change their language, Lord, like you did with those at the Tower of Babel, Lord God, that they will not be able to oppress your people anymore. Lord God, we thank you for your word. Let it go forth with power and simplicity, Lord God. Let it tear down all the strongholds, Lord God. Let it convict folk and let them receive you this morning, Jesus. Father, let it fall down on the soil of the hearts of your people and let that soil be fertile, that seed will germinate, come to life, and bear much fruit. Father, we just thank you this morning for your word, Lord God. We thank you for the owners of this radio station, the technicians, the managers, everyone who make it possible for the gospel to go out. Lord God, we just thank you for them right now, Lord God. We thank you and we ask that you just bless all the bereaved families on this morning, Lord God. Give them peace and comfort, and not only in this country, but all the nations around us, Lord, and the whole universe, Lord, that's suffering, Lord God. Father God, we know that your gospel will be preached in all the world, Lord God, before you return. Lord God, we just thank you that we're able to be a part of that fraction that sends your word out, Lord God. And we bless you and we give you praise, honor, and glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. And we just thank God for another day this morning. And we're looking at Romans, continuing from last week, and in that Romans 1. And I'm going to pick up at verse 10. And I'm reading for the King James Version. And it says, making requests, if by any means now at length I might have a prosperous journey by the will of God to come unto you. For I long to see you, that I may impart unto you some spiritual gift, to the end ye may be established. That is, that I may be comforted together with you by the mutual faith, both of you and me. Now I would not have you ignorant, brethren, that oft times I purpose to come unto you, but was let hitherto, that I might have some fruit among you also, even as among other Gentiles. Amen. And Paul is letting the Roman church know that, see, Paul hasn't been to Rome yet. And it is said that Paul was probably in Corinth on his third missionary journey when he wrote this to the Romans. And I mean, we don't know who started the Roman church. It could have been some who were in Jerusalem during the time of Pentecost that went back with the word. We don't know. We don't know who started it, but there were Jews in Rome, and there were Gentiles, and so this Roman church had more Gentiles in it than it had Jewish folk, but nevertheless, they were making an impact for Christ because their faith, and we talked about that last week. The whole world was talking about the faith of the Roman church. So that church in Rome. So is that our testimony this morning? Huh? Is that our testimony that folk are talking about how we on fire for the Lord? Or how lives were changed because of something we did for the kingdom? How we shared our testimony, or how we shared the word, or how we're discipling folk, or how we're interceding for folk and God moved, huh? Even sometimes, and me and Pastor Dave was talking, even sometimes when God don't move like we want him to move, huh? We still have faith that God is still in control because it's his will. It's his will. And we pray for loved ones sometimes and God still take them on home. But one thing about it though, just like I was saying earlier, they're in Christ. So that makes the difference. That gives us a peace and a comfort to know that they're with the Lord. So God's will is done. And sometimes he heals by taking them home. Because when you're absent from the body, you're present with the Lord. So there's no more sickness. and there's no more suffering. There's no more dying. You've arrived. So we don't know how God is going to answer our prayers. We just come to him fervently. We come to him sincerely, with a pure heart. And God works it out the way he wants to work it out. And we pray a prayer sometimes, and it's a difficult prayer to pray, but this is what we should be praying. Thy will be done, not our will. God, if it's your will, God, if it's your will, do it the way we want it to be done. But nevertheless, not my will or our will, but your will be done, God. Your will, because you know the big picture. You know the plan and purpose that you have for us, and you know what's best for us. So we have to pray that prayer. And it's scary because we don't know how it's going to turn out. But one thing for sure is that it's all working for our good, because the Bible tells us, and we know that all things are working for our good for those that love the Lord and that are called according to his purpose. So we're called according to his purpose. We're living for him. We're doing what he's commissioned and called us to do. We know that it's going to work out for our good, and not just for us, but for those that are connected to us, those that we're praying for, those that are in our family, those that are our ministerial colleagues, those that are even our neighbors, not just the ones who live beside us, but our neighbors are all who we are able to witness to, all who we come into contact with, wherever in the world, those are our neighbors. And we are to treat them good, better than we treat ourselves. So what better way to treat them good than to give them the gospel, huh? To share the gospel with them, to share eternity. That's what you're sharing with them. You're sharing eternity. You're sharing their salvation. The message of the gospel is our eternal hope. It's our eternal hope. It's the hope that we have in the finished work on the cross. What greater news can we share with someone, huh? Instead of gossiping about what we heard somebody did or didn't do, I mean, how about share the gospel with them? It's so simple. You don't have to have a degree or been to seminary or none of that. You're a believer. All you have to do is share the word with them. But you first have to receive Christ for yourself. You have to be a believer. You have to be born again of the Spirit. And so that you die into the old man, the old woman, and you're taking on the newness of life in Christ Jesus. And I tell you what, it's an experience like no other. Just to have that peace that you will spend eternity with Christ, that there will be no more suffering, no more dying, no more fornication, no more adultery, no more just all the stuff that we deal with on a day-to-day basis. You know, I mean, murder and mayhem and malice and envy and jealousy, all that stuff won't be in the kingdom. And this is stuff we have to deal with every day just to survive, huh? And so this is what we need to take into account this morning. And Paul is making a request. He said, by any means, Paul is letting them know, I keep pleading that somehow, by God's will, I may now at last prosper and come to you. He's saying that it will be prosperous to him, to his soul, even as his soul should prosper, that he will be in good health and he will be able to come to that church and to share and fellowship with them, because he's never been there. But because of their faith, he know that it's some seeds that went out that fell on some good soil. That's what he's saying. And I long to come to you. But right now, I'm on this mission, and I'm over here in Corinth. And also, Paul has collected an offering that he has to take back to Jerusalem to those that are less fortunate. So he's on a mission. He's on a mission, but he wants to go to Rome. He even wanted to go to Spain. And Rome was going to be his layover, but he hasn't got there yet. He's getting there, but he hasn't got there yet. And he's saying to them, look, for I long to see you. Listen, I'm aching that there's a hurting down on the inside of me. You know how it is when you've not seen a loved one in a long time? Well, Paul has never laid eyes on them, but they're his family because they're born-again believers, and they're doing what God has commissioned us to do. They're teaching and preaching, and they're witnessing, and they're praying, and they're meditating on his word, what part of the word that they have, and their faith is being demonstrated all over the world. So that's a great testimony to Paul himself. So Paul wants to come in and be a part of that. He wants to be a part of that. And then he wants to come in and apostolically bless that house, bless that church, you know, with his gifts. So Paul wants to fellowship with them and see iron sharpen iron. So he's wanting to fellowship with them. And this is how we should be. We should want to be with other believers. We should want to be able to come together. And so we can, all these sparks come together so we can make a big fire. I mean, like a raging fire for the Lord. Huh? That's how we should want to be. We should yearn to be with one another. He said, that I may impart unto you some spiritual gifts. So he's wanting to share what God has put in him with them and just, you know, just fellowship with them and love on them. That's what he's wanting to do. To the end ye may be established. He's wanting to establish them in the apostolic and that they will be also going out planting and pushing the gospel even further than where they are in Rome. So this is what Paul wants to do. He wants to establish them even more so than what they really are now. That is, that I may be confident together with you. So he's wanting to come with them, you know, that mutual strengthening, because we come into the sanctuary, because we are the church. We come into the sanctuary to be equipped, to be built up in our most holy faith, and that's what he's telling them. I want to help build you up in your most holy faith. Build your inner man, huh? Strengthen you, because we go from glory to glory, from faith to faith. So we're steady growing in our faith. We're steady growing in the glory of God and the presence of the Holy Spirit with us, so we can emanate more, that folk will see our good works and they will be drawn to the Father. And that's what it's all about, because we're pointing them back to Jesus. And that's what it's all about. It's not building our platform that you can look at me and prop me up, prop us up. But it's that Jesus will be lifted up. And he said if he be lifted up, he's going to do the drawing. So he's adding to the church. He's adding to the body of Christ. He's adding to the kingdom. So it's all about the kingdom is bigger than the church, because the kingdom is universal. So it's God's kingdom is being added to. So he wants to mutually be strengthened and encourage and comfort each other. There's nothing like a bunch of believers coming together and having church. That's what we call it, having church. But we're fellowshipping. We're giving God the glory. We're lifting God up. We're lifting Jesus up. And folk are getting delivered. Because in the presence of the Lord, that's liberty. You can't stay bound in the presence of the Lord, because the anointing is flowing. The glory of God is flowing. You're going to get some deliverance. Huh? Folk going to get healed. And a lot of times, nobody have to touch, lay hands on them. You don't even have to break out the anointing, the oil, and anoint them and pray for them. Because it say if they're sick among you, that we should call for the elders and anoint them. And the prayer of faith, huh? The prayer of faith. When you praying in faith, and when all of us get together, oh, what a time, what a time. That there's healing in that atmosphere. There's deliverance in this atmosphere. There's revival, huh? There's a renewing and a stirring. And you get charged up so you can do what? Go out and tell others. Go out into the highways and the hedges and the nations And that's what we come into the sanctuary for. It's to be equipped. So we can't let the enemy grip us with fear, saying, I don't know what to say or I don't know what to do for the Lord. Just do something. Just open your mouth and God will put the words in your mouth. But you got to have some, you got to have some word in you. You got to be done put the word in you. So that's the preparation. That's why we come into the sanctuary, to get equipped. To get equipped. I said iron sharpened iron. So we come in to get equipped. Just like you go to the gas station. You go to the gas station to get fueled up so you can go a little further. And that's what we come into the sanctuary for. We come into the sanctuary to get fueled up. Fueled up, to get stirred up in our most holy faith, get stirred up in the gifts that God has already put down on the inside of us that are laying dormant so we can go out. So we can go out and tell others about Christ. We can tell them, look, Jesus is greater than anything you're going through. Huh? I know you've lost this, this, and that, but Jesus is greater. Long as you still have Jesus, you have more than enough. Huh? Because sometimes we have to lose everything, especially if we're not in Christ. Sometimes he has to get us to where we land flat on our back. And if you land flat on your back, you can't do nothing but look up. Huh? You can't look down no more. You have to look up because you're laying flat on your back. If you've lost everything this morning, you've lost everything, and you are born again believer, you still have more than enough with Jesus, because Jesus owns a cattle. He owns cattle on a thousand hill. It all belongs to him. He created it. Huh? It belongs to him. We're just stewards. We're just stewards in this barren land, pilgrims and sojourners passing through. This is not our home. This is not our home. We're passing through, so we need to let everybody know while we're passing through where our home is and where we're going one day. Huh? That's the whole mission. That's the whole mission for us to tell somebody. And he don't want them to be ignorant. Huh? He don't want them to be ignorant. And he want them to be established. And he want them to let them know that it's not just about you right here, because the whole world's hearing about you. But that's what we need to do. We need to spread the faith, huh? By living a life of faith. So be encouraged. Be encouraged this morning. Be encouraged this morning. Keep the faith no matter what's going on. If you still have Jesus, you have more than enough. And until next time, we love you. We're praying for you. We're keeping you in our prayers. And keep us in your prayers, because we need each other. And we have to keep each other encouraged. Keep the faith. Keep the faith. No matter what, keep the faith. Until next time, amen. We pray that the word of truth has touched your heart and mind today. There may be someone under the sound of my voice that has not received Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Pray this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, you know the life I've lived. Forgive me for my sins. I believe you died for my sins and was raised up on the third day. Thank you for saving me. Heaven rejoices over one that comes to repentance and receive Jesus. We encourage you to find a Bible-based church where you can continue to grow in the Word of God. If you would like to sow into this ministry, you can do so by Cash App, and that's $TWOT Ministries. Again, that's $TWOT Ministries, or P.O. Box 8573, Port St. Lucie, Florida 34985. Again, that is P.O. Box 8573, Port St. Lucie, Florida 34985. Until next time, this is Pastor Richard and Lucy Pope. We love you and we're praying for you. Amen. So I trust them at all times.
In this obsession with the things this world says make us happy, can't see the slaves we are in all the searching or the grasping. Like we